92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Brennan.
Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line. We're being joined by Moneybags himself. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Winning week last week. He's been crushing it in 2024, and he's going to continue that as we roll into December. Let's start off with a college game, Lee. The Big 12, which is being criminally disrespected by the NCAA Selection Committee. They're getting killed unjustly. Arizona State, 2-point favorite against Iowa State. How do you feel like the Big 12 championship game is going to play out?
Crazy. I mean, in each championship game this weekend, we could have a team that played in a different conference last year end up winning it. So it's just been one of those years. And here's the problem for Arizona State. They're going to be missing Jordan Tyson. How important is he, their top receiver? Well, he only had 75 catches for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns. And what's interesting is I track every game and I have different color-coded things, and I'll put, like, if a quarterback's out, but or if a team is, you know, at an emotional high or they had something happen to them, they're low. Arizona State played a lot of teams this year when they weren't at a good place mentally. And also, two of their losses, their only two, came on the road. Iowa State played the last six games versus opponents who were actually in a pretty good state mentally and played each of their last six games in cold weather, four in Iowa, one in Kansas City, and one at Utah. I think that they've regained their early season mojo. Iowa State's strength is passing offense with Rocco Becton. Arizona State's weakness, pass defense, ranked 75th. So I think the two receivers for Iowa State, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, who combined for 15 touchdowns, could have big games. And Iowa State only been a dog one time this year. That was week two against Iowa. They won the game outright here. Wrong team favorite. Iowa State outright 30-26.
Well, Lee, the next game on the docket is a game that has a lot of implications, it seems like, left with the playoff committee. But we've got SMU taking on Clemson. How do you see that one playing out?
Yeah, if Clemson wins in a close game, there is a chance that SMU could end up making it over Alabama. We'll see if that plays out. But last four games that Kay Klubnik has been the quarterback for Clemson, been against average to above average teams, Pitt, Virginia Tech, Louisville, and South Carolina. He's only thrown for 6 yards per pass attempt. If you spread that out over the season, that's bottom 15. Right there with teams like Sam Houston State, Rice, and UConn. This SMU defense is coming on. Only allowed 13 points combined the last 2 weeks against Virginia and Cal. And SMU quarterback Kevin Jennings, since he was instituted as a starter, 9.3 yards per pass attempt this year. And they have averaged anywhere between 28 to 66 points in all nine of those games, all nine wins here. So I just think that this SMU team is coming on. Think they have the better coaching staff at this point, and as a dog or a single digit favorite, SMU 4-0 against the spread. They move to 5-0. I like SMU to dash Clemson's dreams here, 28-24.
Alabama's going to be huge SMU fans for the reasons that you mentioned, Lee. All right, SEC championship game, the rematch. Hopefully no Longhorns are throwing their beverages onto the field this time. The Longhorns are a 2-point favorite, despite losing at home earlier this year to Georgia on a neutral field. Is Texas going to get the revenge that they seek?
So they were out physical first game versus Georgia. Georgia just took it to them. I don't see the Bulldogs bullying the Longhorns in this game, especially after watching the Texas game last week against Texas A&M. I know the final score was 17-7, but if you watch the level play, I mean, it should have been like 27 or 30-0. If that would have happened, this line would be sitting at 5.5, 6 points. This is crazy. I went back 20 years. Georgia has, this is the first year ever in 20 years, been out of the top 25 in offense or defense in any major statistical category for the first time ever. They're not even close to anything, top 25. They aren't the same team that we saw with that won national championships. And I think Texas is going to expand the use of Arch Manning here. He didn't throw the football last week, only ran three times for 14 yards and a touchdown. So we know Georgia's susceptible to a running quarterback, and I think they're going to throw some more wrinkles. I could see him throwing 8-10 passes in this game and changing it up. And the favorite, 25-6 straight up in SEC championship games. I think Texas gets their revenge, 31-21.
All right, Lee, let's switch gears. Let's get into the NFL. We've got some big ones on the docket. We got a good one between the Buffalo Bills with MVP favorite Josh Allen taking on a Rams team that looks like it's kind of reeling. How do you see that one playing out?
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo scored 30 or more points, six straight games. Four of those games were in Buffalo. One was in Seattle. I mean, Josh Allen is clicking on all cylinders. Now you're going to put him in a 68-degree dome where every blade of grass is manicured. The over is 5-1-1 in Buffalo's last seven games here. This Rams defense, number 24 in yards allowed here. I think Josh Allen has a big game here. They keep rolling, 34-24.
Let's move it across, Lee, to the next game that we're going to talk about on the docket this week. We're looking at Kansas City and the Chargers. Chargers have been really good. Kansas City's been playing with their food all year long, it seems. Chiefs, 3-point favorites. How do you feel like this division rival game will play out?
All right, so the Chargers, in my opinion, are not the same without J.K. Dobbins. And they have become a more physical team. But the Chiefs just don't get enough credit for their run-heavy sets, and I think they're going to use the run to set up their passing game here. They have come up big two of the three times in big games against San Francisco and Baltimore. Only game where they faltered was against Buffalo on the road, so this game's at home. I know they've had a ton of close games, but how about the Chargers? This is the second game, second road game in a row. They played two consecutive road games twice this season, lost the back end of each road trips here. They lost in week three, second of back-to-back road games to Pittsburgh, and also week seven to Arizona. So I just think that Kirk Cousins gifted the Chargers the win last week, throwing four interceptions. Looks like he has a dead arm here, and I think Kansas City's going to take it to him. I'm going to lay it here with Kansas City, 24-17.
Well, Lee, you've been in a season of giving. You've been giving out gifts all in November and into now December. I'm interested if you want to give any more information out on maybe a free play and maybe get people all signed up for how they can follow you and cash in.
How about this free play? We're going to give out a free play on the Pittsburgh and Cleveland game. We know they played a couple weeks ago. Does Cleveland win again or keep it close, or can Pittsburgh roll in this game? I think there's a clear right side. First five callers, call 800-400-9741. We're going to get in the Pittsburgh and Cleveland game on me. 800-400-9741. How about this? We had a couple tough weeks start November, but last week from Thanksgiving Day through Monday night went 15-3. You want to hop on board? I know there's these Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. How about this one? Maybe none better. You can get from tonight all the way, and tonight's game is huge, Detroit and Green Bay. We have a selection there. Get tonight's game all the way through the 31st. That's 4 weeks of action. Use coupon code SAVE200. Just $247. Where do you get it? Just one place. ParamountSports.com.
Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, handing you out some winners. You want to take advantage of that.